725 chart review, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. That's Deerbrook. Patients, no. Date of visit 724, Dr. Maroney, M-A-R-O-N-E-Y. First patient, K.M., 62-year-old woman with hypertension, diabetes, history of anxiety, takes a fall at home, comes in with a blood pressure 179/93, discharged on 171/88. L-spine, T-spine, x-rays showed a T-spine compression fracture. Patient was given no pain medication in the ER and at to take home with her. She complained to me that she has to go see another doctor. She has to get a babysitter for her disabled child because she didn't get any pain medication. Also upset that the MD didn't listen to her and felt like she was bothered by me, in quotation. Also, MD told me it was an old compression fracture, in parenthesis. Radiologist did not mention anything about the age of the fracture. Obviously, she was in pain. She'd taken a fall, and her blood pressure was elevated, which most likely not related to an old fracture, parenthesis closed. I explained to the patient that this will be discussed with medical director and that she definitely needs to see another physician, needs to see her PCP or go back to the emergency room. She stayed up last night, most of the night last night in pain. Thank you. Next patient is MM, is a 35-year-old woman with chest pain, cardiac workup negative, urine tox screen, HCG, CT of the chest negative, diagnosed with pleurisy. And cardiologist was called by Dr. Maroney. Patient did not answer my phone call. Next patient is DD, 10-year-old with right leg pain, status, possible spider bite, now with cellulitis, with nothing to drain, but diagnosed with cellulitis of the left leg, placed on Bactrim BS. No phone numbers were left in the chart. Next patient, HC, 68-year-old male with chills and fatigue, viral syndrome diagnosed. After patient had swab tests that were negative, considered doing blood work with the symptoms of fatigue, chills, in a patient with who's 68 years old. The phone number could not leave a message. The box was full. Next, was given no medication to take home, by the way. Next patient is MB, 2-year-old child with left arm pain, diagnosed with left wrist sprain. Mom was happy with the care. X-rays were negative, of course. Next patient is PA, 51-year-old with red irritated eye, diagnosed with subconjunctival bleed. Was happy with the care received. No meds were given. Still the same, of course. Next patient is JS, 31-year-old with sore throat. Swab testing was negative. Diagnosed with viral syndrome. No meds given. Left for patient to call back. Next patient is JD, 26-year-old with abdominal pain, vaginal bleeding, 6 weeks pregnant. Ultrasound yesterday showed 6 weeks pregnancy. Ultrasound today shows no evidence of fetus, most likely consistent with miscarriage, CBC within normal limits. Patient did call me back and said she's feeling better and was happy with the care received. He's going to see her OB. Next patient is FT, 32-year-old with pelvic pain when coughing, CBC, CMP, CT, and UDS negative, diagnosed with muscle sprain. This is a 32-year-old male, by the way. No one answered his phone. Next patient is JT, 50-year-old here for removal of right brow sutures. Done without any issues. Was happy with the care received. Next patient is BR, 48-year-old with right flank pain. Patient had urine analysis, CBC, CMP negative. Very unhappy because she had pain all night. Was not given anything for pain. Her diagnosis was biliary colic. Patient states that she knows it's not gallstones, and she's unhappy that the doctor didn't do any x-rays or any further workup, and she has to go to a different emergency room. She would not go back to Deerbrook. And she's very unhappy because she has to pay a second copay. I don't see a basis for a diagnosis of biliary colic with no history of gallstones, except that she's lost 40 pounds, which sometimes can produce stones. Nevertheless, no workup was done except for the CBC-CNP urinalysis that was mentioned. Patient stated that she's planning on leaving a bad review for the physician at hospital. Mostly because she didn't listen to me. Next patient is DB, 45-year-old with the right eye pain, conjunctivitis, subconjunctival hemorrhage was the diagnosis. Patient's the same, no complaints. Next patient is EC, 49-year-old with headache, body ache. In ER, received Toradol, Zofran, IV fluid, CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase, CT. We're all within normal limits, except for the LFTs, who were slightly elevated, diagnosed with viral syndrome. And CT of the head was negative, by the way. And the left message for patients to call me back. Next patient is AL, is a 52-year-old with cramping all over after work in the heat, unloading your truck. Blood pressure was 130 over 98, creatinine 1.3, chest x-ray negatives. And CPK was 1,155, chest x-ray showed hyalactasis, received 1 liter fluid, was discharged home. This is a workman's comp issue. Oh, specific gravity was 10.15. Wife was, says they're going to call patient's employer regarding his ER visit, would consider further hydration and repeating CPK before discharging the patient and or observation in the future. Please consider, put that in there. Thank you.